what you're aware of, what your circumstances are, and then really where your gaps are. So talking about, are you comparing yourself? Like every company that I work with has this gap. They compare themselves to everybody else in the industry and say, well, I can't join a chamber or I can't get involved with that club because there are 15 other realtors or 15 other mortgage companies. And I'm like, but you're different.
Behind the scenes, I just learned about a lot of new things happening in her world. You've met her before here on That Entrepreneur Show. She is the leadership guru and then some. So thank you so much for coming back on to That Entrepreneur Show.
Absolutely. I love this. I love what you're doing and it's fun to add value to you. So it's awesome to catch up.
Well, as you know from my email, I really enjoyed that first conversation, so I needed to get you back on the show. If you missed the first episode, don't worry. You can scroll down in the show links, the show description, excuse me, and take a listen. She's up to a lot. She's big into John Maxwell on the leadership certified team I'm seeing now. Let's talk a little about that.
Oh gosh, well, that kind of happened in 2016, and my journey just became really clear when I was in corporate America and not getting fulfilled, but always being challenged by leadership and thinking at that point, like I needed to invest in myself. I just forgotten, right? And then I learned that the John Maxwell team was putting together, had put together this group of individuals to help them be coaches, speakers, and trainers in leadership. And I thought, wow, that's not something I've ever really considered because I've always had everything that I needed inside of organizations. And so it just really became super clear and my journey started to, evolve. And as I took that step forward, I met Simon Sinek, I met John, I met Dan Cathy and Liz Wiseman, and started applying all of the things that I was learning. This book right here, I just did a team coaching event this morning with a leadership game. And I showed them my 15 Laws of Growth book, which it's tattered and torn now because I've been using it every week since 2017.
Amazing.
And it just really, you take material, right? Well, you learn it and you either apply it or you put it aside for kind of the next, like when you're supposed to connect to it. And so I always coach people, like, it's not about I give myself permission because I didn't learn it when I needed to learn it. You weren't ready. You just weren't ready. And so I love that connecting to it at the time that I needed it the most and applying it has made the most impact in my journey. And I look at that now and tell stories as I'm training. And I think, did I really do that stuff? And it's so fun because they go, you're kind of crazy.
I wouldn't even say that. I would just say deeply passionate about your craft. You just mentioned something before bringing on a lot more clients. You're scaling, you're growing. Who is your ideal client for anyone listening on today? Who can you add value to most?
So I really discovered that I am a disruptor. And a lot of people would say that's not a good thing. But I am a disruptive thinker. And so I really, because every year that I worked in medical device sales, 25 plus years, I was in startup companies, I was doing startup projects, I was doing startup marketing, but I was always connected to the inventors, the disruptors, the innovators. And so what I've learned is once I left corporate America, that's really the client that hears me that I can serve. It's not the everyday, I need to overcome my fears, I need to do this. I'm working with those clients that are pushing the edge. They see where they want to go, they see the disruption they want to cause. They just need permission to go do it and get the right people involved with them. And so sometimes it's even, I was talking to a client this morning, we were playing, I've got an activity called the leadership game. And they're, 15 years in business, but they still consider themselves a startup because they've had to make a lot of shifts and changes. And
Yeah.
they're a, 15 people. And so when I think about that kind of a client, that's exactly the people that I need to help because they are at the point where COVID has changed things and they go, what can we do to look completely different in our mindset? How do we give the customer? I worked at Disney, you know my story. So,
Yeah.
how do you give the customer a Disney experience that's yours? You own the experience that you create with that customer so that they have skin in the game and they want to refer business to you. That's what I think has changed today. It's not like going through the phone book or hiring a bunch of salespeople. If you bring more value to the customers you have, you will get more customers because everybody wants a great experience.
I'm up here. My show notes are already going wild for you. If you bring the, and that's what I, that my, I'm juggling my words because I'm having such a good time here. How to give the customer Disney experience. And that exemplifies just all things customer service. Think of how when you go to Disney, there's someone here to do every step of the way for you, from the characters to the rides. It's a full experience. And that's one way to differentiate yourself, of course, against the competition by being unique, giving that Disney experience. Say there's someone listening on right now who is struggling in differentiating themselves. They need to find ways to create that Disney experience. What are some of the first things they can do if they're not really doing anything to improve that customer relation experience?
You know, I take everyone through an assessment. I do a DIS training, but I also do the why. And so that kind of brings me back to like what motivates you to do the things that you do. But
Yeah.
from the 15 laws of growth, I teach chapters one and two, especially. I start there because it's about what you're aware of, what your circumstances are, and then really where your gaps are. So talking about, are you comparing yourself? Like every company that I work with has this gap. They compare themselves to everybody else in the industry and say, well, I can't join a chamber or I can't get involved with that club because there are 15 other realtors or 15 other mortgage companies. And I'm like, but you're different. You know, you do things differently. You got into the business differently. And so I help them really understand what their unique value is so that they can really own it and then create some kind of an experience based on what they've learned in their journey. It could be they loved Winnie the Pooh growing up. Right? Pooh Bear had an effect on them. And so maybe they say, with every sale, they give somebody a Winnie the Pooh Bear, right? That's the significance that people are really forgetting right now. It's not about what they get, it's what you can give. And so it is so simple that it's hard because you have to go back and give yourself permission for what really motivated you when you were a kid, what made you happy, what were the things that you look forward to. And then, you know, when you were serving businesses, if you were in corporate or if you were designing companies, you know, as an entrepreneur young, what are those things that really made you excited about going and visiting a place? Disney World, Kings Island. You know, I know Disney has changed a lot since I worked there. And some people would say, well, it's not such a Disney experience anymore, but it is really truly what people used to use as that gold platinum level. Service, you know, when you won an event, you won the Olympics, where were you going to go? I'm going to go to Disney World,
Championship Disney, yeah.
right? Because it was somewhere you could just go and relax and you knew that it was going to be that white glove service. And so I want to challenge everyone, every business owner, every team that's creating legacy to say, great, what do we really want to leave behind? What is that McDonald's gold
Yeah.
experience? It's the hot fries, right? That you gotta eat as soon as you get home.
This has been great. And a lot of lessons right there for everyone to take away. Yeah, you got to find ways to add value. What can you get? I love how you put that. It's not about what you can get, but what you can give. Powerful, powerful stuff, as always. Not, and also not to get on a Disney tangent, since the CEO changed, things are coming back around. I'm here in Florida, so I'm looking forward to that. But we've talked about a lot. You've given a lot of great advice. What is one thing we want to take away from you today? And then I'm going to ask you, where can we find you online? Email, LinkedIn, website. I know you have a lot, so I need to shed light on it.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? What I've learned, I've been doing this Bible study still. I think we talked and I was in the second or third year. Well,
Yeah.
it's over 1,550 days. We've been meeting since October 1st, 2019, every morning on Zoom, every morning at 7:30 Eastern. And that has given me so much clarity,
I
like doing
bet.
something consistently to add value to yourself first, to fill your cup so that you can then just get really clear about giving to others. So I spend my first hour every single morning, showing up with a group of people, being accountable, and saying, yes, I am learning about biblical scripture because I think it's important for me as a faith-based leader to understand how to be challenged for the day and go, you know, things aren't that bad. Nobody's coming and killing my family and you know, trying to take over a village. I just needed perspective. And so having that perspective to grow your heart. So I say, you know, today, if you look at my logo, it is shaped as a heart. It is everyday leaders because you can't change something overnight. You can change something when you do something every single day. And that's what I stand for.
I love the
And you can find
consistency.
me, right? And you
Love
can
that.
find me at everydayleaders.com.
Thank you for sharing that, everyone. Be sure to go check out all she has to offer online, an episode full of great advice. Thank you so much for coming back on the show. Remember, everyone, scroll down in the description, go check out her first episode if you missed it, or go listen to it again because it was a really impactful conversation. The show is at That Entrepreneur Show on all social media. Give us a follow there. And I am at Vincent A. Lancey. Be sure to head to YouTube for some video clips of today's show. She crushed it. Thank you so much for coming back.
Thanks, Vincent. Have a great year.
You as well.